Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, why does Satan hate the book of Genesis? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will give his message titled Personal Convictions. He will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 6. On Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., the apologetics class will be studying the reliability and truthfulness of scriptures. And following the apologetics class, the Wednesday evening service beginning at 7:30 p.m. will feature the reading of 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. I'd like to again draw your attention to this other insert concerning the Easter Cantata. That event will be on Sunday, April 24th. There is one other item. We have in the kitchen area a large collection of plates and dishes. And if you are missing some at home, just take a look in the kitchen and could be that they are here. And they are not picked up, we'll auction them off or sell them or something. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Now, our brother Elivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 108, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
If you just go back one page, 107, Hosanna, loud Hosanna.
To Jesus. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise his name with heart and life and voice. In his blissful presence, eternally rejoice.
Now, if you turn to hymns 2309, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Go ahead and please stand.
So much, my brother, will you please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, the scripture that we are going to read today said that the crowd that went before him and that followed him was shouting Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, Father, this morning, in celebration of that walk of Jesus on that Sunday, heading on for Calvary on Friday, we also said with our heart, Hosanna to the one who is our King, who is no doubt the one who seek no his own glory, but in that beautiful walk toward Jerusalem, the people recognize the shining glory of the mighty God. And then he went to what he came for. He went to the cross to become the King of Glory. Lord, thank you that we Christians can celebrate a day like this, that we can have a King recognized by the people, crucified by the people, but glorified by God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And as a church body, we pray that our service will stimulate our mind and create in our mind the real desire that our Savior, the real Jesus, was not seeking for glory in this world, but glory everlasting. May that be in our soul today. May this celebration of the Palm Sunday, the recognition of his person, the recognition of his kingdom, be real in our heart, that he become a king in our life, that we may not only study the Bible just to know the Bible, but Lord, grant unto us mercy and grace that we may obey your Bible so that we show the world that he really is King in our life. Lord, as a church body, we have people with difficulties and troubles, and myself as one of them. But Father, I pray today for Pedro Apolinar. He is in the hospital. Thank you, Father, that he's out of the ICU unit, and he's an observation for his heart and other details. But, Father, we pray for his strength. As I visit with him, I saw him calm, make him laugh, and remember those days when I was in seminary, and Pedro Apolinar took me to lunch every Sunday. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that man who loved you, and we pray for your mercy upon his body and upon his life. Lord, also we pray for those who have emotional difficulties, those who have no saving yet real in their life, and they are struggling in thoughts and things to believe. We pray that the Holy Spirit may work in their life, and they may show them Jesus. Father, we do as a church body have missionaries. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Lord, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Rabines. And Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica. The South Valley Pregnancy Care Center. The Christian Athletic Association. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motor Sport Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Lord, I talked on the phone with Brother Dave Rhodes, and he found a job there in Santa Barbara, and we thank you, Father. He came from the mission field because he told me that he has completed his mission. Thank you, Lord, that some men of God know when to stop, and he did it, and we honor him, and we respect him, and now he is working in the area supporting his family. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now we also, Lord, are thankful for your continued support in our church. We have the internet, and we pray for those who listen. We have the radio ministry, and we pray for those who listen, who are part of our church body. And then, Lord, we are grateful that our people provide for all the expenses that has been done. We are grateful for the money that is coming in for the Bibles that we want to distribute with a big letter so that we all can see it. Thank you, Father, for the willingness of your people to give. So we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
choir. Thank you. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1137. We will be reading Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word? Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was coming nigh to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures which show us that the purpose of history is to point us to the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is worthy to receive all glory, honor, and power. By your grace, we know this, and by your grace, we have this written record in our hands. Thank you for the gift of faith as we see Jesus on his way to the place where he secured our salvation by the shedding of his blood in full payment for our sin. As we stand reconciled to you, help us to grasp the magnificence of this gospel. And help us to respond to this love by our obedience to Jesus' commands. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with remembrance of all he has studied in the Bible, that he may deliver the message you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may be both hearers and doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.